This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokespersons termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to a query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by a joint team of security forces following cordon and search operations based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operations later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi confirmed that one top Lashkar commander, identified as Usman, alias Chota Waleed, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in the Khaniar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two J&K police personnel and two jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdi said that two terrorists have also been killed by security forces in Larnu Kokarnag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived at Ranchi on a two-day visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly Election in Charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra today. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies at Dhalbumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri lambasted Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over his remarks on the performance of Centre and said that his recent remarks on BJP stem from deep-seated frustration within his own party. While talking to reporters, Puri alleged that Kharge was snubbed by his own party members when Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi went to file a nomination in Wayanad and wasn't even allowed in the room. During a recent visit to Karnataka, Kharge publicly chastised the chief minister and deputy chief minister, emphasizing that making promises without implementation plans would damage their credibility. The government has initiated an inquiry into the deaths of elephants in the Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. The Wildlife Crime Control Bureau of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has constituted a team to investigate the deaths of 10 elephants in the reserve. In cricket, India gained an edge over New Zealand as Indian bowlers restricted the Kiwis to 171 for 9 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. After conceding a lead of 28 runs, New Zealand now holds an overall lead of 143 runs. Will Young scored a half century for New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.